Morning, it's Tuesday morning, it's Ness Andrews and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. Now I'm going to ask you a question, not that I can hear your responses of course, but I'm going to ask you, are you a person who often sees your glass as half full or glass half empty? Now the implication is here that we often are all looking at the same glass, but some see things positively by focusing on what is there and others negatively, noticing what is not there. Now, this is a reasonably good way of seeing how different people observe their circumstances, whether they are pessimistic or optimistic. Now, this also, of course, can apply to us too as Christians. We can be glass half full or half empty Christians. And we can see, for example, how God has changed us over the years, can't we? And we could be more aware of what hasn't happened yet and how we would love for things to be different. Sometimes progress in the kingdom seems to be very, very slow. And we can also be aware of what we feel that God has done for us, or more aware of what he hasn't done yet. And it could apply to prayers answered or not. Or in fact, I guess any kind of change that we have been looking for, both in our external circumstances or within our own character and person. Well, the good news is that God's purpose for us is in Christ, his fullness. Let's just look again at Paul's prayer for the Christians in and around Ephesus. And he says, I pray out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. What a wonderful scripture that is. So Paul here speaks of the glorious riches that we have in Christ. So we might not be glass half empty people, but we might still find ourselves focusing on what we lack in our walk with God. We can be looking, of course, for our weakness and our failings, can't we? When we actually need to look at all that Christ wants for us and he gives to us. Because with every lack that we have is an opportunity to receive more of his grace with his unchanging love for us that will never come to the end of its height, length, depth or breadth, according to the prayer that we've just heard from Paul. And Paul also goes on in Corinthians, and he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So becoming a Christian is not about joining a self-improvement group. God says the old isn't working, so it has to go. But here's the good bit. I'm giving you a new life. So when we think of it like that, no wonder Paul could also then go on and write and say, I am crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave me for himself. And that's in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Isn't that just wonderful that Paul got himself to that place? So for every lack that you feel, God has a supply, and it is found in your new life in Christ. And I just want to say that, you know, we should be thanksgiving for the new. We'll swallow up our negativity, doubts and unbelief. It will take our focus off the old person and what isn't sorted yet, and help us focus on the new person in Christ and all that God has poured and wants to pour out for us. So with God, there is no half empty. There is just an opportunity for more growing as all of our lack is swallowed up in his glorious abundance. Let us pray. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, that when we sometimes are always looking to our lack and what we don't have, or focusing on things that aren't perhaps going according to plan, Lord, that you have everything that we need, Lord. You have it to the extent of height, length, depth or breadth. And Lord, that your love and your grace is abounding, and that you will always seek to provide for us, to comfort us, to protect us, and to walk with us day by day, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that your love is that deep and that wide for just little old me and little old you. Amen.